WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Hope is fading for survivors in the Turkey-Syria earthquake as the death toll climbs. A staggering loss of life, more than 21,000 people killed. Aid is pouring in from around the world as rescuers sift through debris, hoping to find survivors who defied the odds.
New video shows a woman being pulled from the rubble 90 hours after the earthquake that leveled entire towns of Turkey and Syria. And earlier in the day, rescue workers racing to a collapsed building, thinking they may have found someone alive. Working quickly but carefully, the workers reach those trapped beneath the destruction. Cheers ringing out as the family is rescued. But scenes like these are growing rarer with each passing hour as the rescue mission turns into a recovery effort.
ABC's Andrew Dimbird. The January 6th rioter who brought the Confederate flag into the U.S. Capitol was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The House unanimously approved a resolution condemning China's spy balloon. This is ABC News. A taste of what to expect at this year's Super Bowl, ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It's going to be a celebration of my catalog.
17 years of music smooshed into 13 minutes. That's what Rihanna says she's bringing to Sunday Super Bowl halftime show in a moderated discussion Thursday in which she didn't take questions from the press. Rihanna didn't give any details about what she's planning, but said when she was asked to do it 3 months after having her first child, she felt like it was finally time to say yes.
When you become a mom, there's something that just happens where you feel like you could take on the world. You can do anything. And the Super Bowl is one of the biggest stages in the world.
She did say that it'll be high energy from beginning to end, and it'll represent her Caribbean culture. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
The Super Bowl flyover will feature all female Navy pilots. The Philadelphia Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night. Southwest Airlines chief operating officer grilled by Congress on the meltdown in December that left people stranded. He admitted the company messed up and didn't have operational resilience. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
in Wisconsin. He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Places that's places I've been.
You can text us at that same number, and as promised, my next guest is none other than Mandela Barnes. Good morning, Mandela. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, it's good to hear yours. I'm happy to be back on the air, man. Yeah, happy New Year to you. I know it's February now.
Hey, man, how have things been going, man?
Hey, things have been going pretty good. You know, it's been a very interesting time for me, very interesting past few months, but certainly a period of growth. Got a lot of rest that I needed that I hadn't gotten over the last 2 years, and excited for what's next.
You know, people don't know, man. 2 years. Is that how long preparation and all those things running in a national campaign?
Absolutely. You know, it's more than just, you know, showing up and deciding you want to run one day, right? Like, it takes a lot of preparation. You know, we announced in July of 21 for an election that takes place that took place in November of 22. So that's a year and a half right there. But it wasn't just July where I decided I wanted to run and was able to put together some sort of campaign. You know, we had to make sure we had staff ready to go, had to make sure that, you know, we had a plan to go out there and get the job done. It was it's a whole lot that goes into it. But I tell you, I'm incredibly grateful for the experience, and I'm more grateful for the people I met along the way.
How old are you, man?
I am 36 years old now. I almost forgot.
I think there's something that should be said. You're 36. County Executive David Crowley is 36. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is 36. What the hell is it about 35-year-olds, 36-year-olds? Man, when I was 35 or 36, I was trying to find my way to the grocery store. Man, come on, man. These are amazing, amazing accomplishments. And look, it's Black History Month, man. And when we talk about Black history, and those of us who've been around a while, this is amazing to many of us, that you young men and young ladies have just taken these amazing leaps that many of us would have never thought possible in our youth. So
yeah, I mean,
has the world changed that much, man?
The world has definitely changed. And I say, I mean, even you know, you mentioned men and ladies, the county board chair, Marcella Nichols, she's 34, so
right.
She's got us all beat. But I will say, the world is changing. And one thing I talk to young people about all the time, even back when I was a state rep, you know, we're talking 10 years ago, I would, you know, talk to students, whether they were middle school or high school, and like, y'all are the most connected generation, right? Like, every question you've ever had, you can get the answer with the press of a button. You know, ease of communication to talk to people all the way around the globe, just as easy as you could talk to someone down the street from you. We didn't have that. And, you know, given these advances in technology, given, you know, ease of access, like, it is just a much different world. At this point, it's like, you know, you don't have to have lived 50 years to have had, you know, the experience of a 50-year-old. You know, if you think about years ago or decades ago, you know, a person can, you know, theoretically have the same knowledge at age 25 as a person who's 65, just given, you know, how much information is coming at us every single day, given how much access we have to anything we need.
It is an amazing, amazing time, Mandela, where right now, as you stated, man, the access, easy access or access to all of this information and all of this knowledge, and unfortunately, sometimes it's being wasted. But other times, if we can get people and young people to focus on what that means at this point in time, you know, people can do the spectacular things that you guys have done. And before we get into why you're on the air right now, man, it's Black History Month. I would be remiss if I didn't get your take on a little bit on why this month has, you know, some value.
Well, the month has a whole lot of value because contributions that Black people made over the course of history in this country have benefited the entire globe, have changed the course of the entire world. And it's an understanding that, you know, not always appreciated, especially as you have, you know, we can look at the Florida, right? People who want to erase Black history, like, like
Ron DeSantis, right?
It's not even worth saying. The man is just trying to get some attention, and it's not even worth saying his name. But you have people who are, you know, engaged in that sort of bad faith politics. And the reality is, it drives these wedges deeper and deeper and deeper, and it further divides communities. Now, we have a chance to totally rebuke that way of thinking by being more united than we've ever been before, by showing up, telling our stories, and having those stories truly reflect and provide an example of, you know, all of our commonalities. And this is it's a very interesting time. You know, Black history is a history that is not something that was, one, in the distant past, and two, something that's certainly not over.
Well, no, because again, you, Mayor Johnson, you know, County Executive Crowley, Marcella Nicholson, and in the business community, other young people of color, have been able to reach, you know, levels that were never before even thought about when we were young. And to reach those levels at such young ages bodes well for the future. One of the things, man, that you were able to do, and I was so proudest of you for, was that you were able to bridge the color line. You know, in many instances, you know, in my lifetime, and as a young man, that was not possible. And yet you had as many people, you know, who didn't look like you, supporting you almost than you did people who looked like you. What, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, why that was possible, man.
Well, it's about showing up and talking about the things that matter. And, you know, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. And knowing that you have people, again, who want to create even more division, the reality is most people don't want to be divided, don't want to, you know, look at their neighbors as their enemy, don't want to look at other people that they run into, strangers, as enemies. Like, people want to be able to, you know, embrace those differences. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony, but too many people profit off of the division, whether it's profit financially, profit socially, profit politically, and they take advantage of the situations. And with that being the case, we saw an opportunity. I've always seen an opportunity. Even my race for lieutenant governor truly pushed the state in the right direction, to help nudge the state in the right direction, to be a part of us truly moving forward. And, you know, Wisconsin is one of those places that has typically done the right thing. I was actually just reading the paper yesterday about shipwrecks, and I was reading about this ship or a vessel called the Home. And Home is sitting at the bottom of Lake Michigan right now. But Home was used in the transport of, you know, of fugitive slaves and as a part of the Underground Railroad. And, you know, there's never a record of that boat getting caught with fugitive slaves either. And that's just one part of our legacy. You go down to Milton, Wisconsin, where there's a leg of the Underground Railroad and the former Milton College campus. You have, you know, Joshua Glover's story, Ezekiel Gillespie's story. All these pieces are a part of Wisconsin's history. It's who made us who we are. And even people like, you know, a representative in Congress out of I want to say the Walworth County area, got John Potter. They called him John Bowie Knight Potter. This was a time where turmoil was at an all-time high in Congress. You know, it was bad. Now, if you watch the State of the Union, you know, you saw the people, you heard the people, saw the people trying to heckle the president. But, you know, back in the day, yeah, it was even worse, where conflict was basically the norm. They settled disputes with, you know, with a duel. You know, some people just didn't make it back to Congress because they were on the wrong side of the duel. Right. Well, there's a guy who's a representative, and he was, you know, he was an abolitionist, and he was being antagonized by a Southern slave supporter, and he was challenged to a duel. He accepted the challenge, and he said that he was only going to accept the duel if they could use Bowie knives instead of guns. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the Southerner declined, and he won by default. He became sort of a mini folk hero at his time because of, you know, he was one of the first people who actually stood up. You know, this is a time where, you know, the slaveholders were basically bullying abolitionists in Congress. And he was one of the first people that actually stood up. Now, ultimately, you know, resulted in the Civil War, you know, a short time later. But that's how, you know, valiantly, you know, our representatives, that's how the culture of this state, you know, was at one point. And too many people have done their damnedest to take us back, but it's our mission to make sure we live up to the legacy.
You know, Mandela, you and what you just talked about is the main reason why people who don't want history to be taught need to go sit in the corner and shut up, right? I mean, the value of what you just espoused is what children need to know and adults need to know, and especially those of us in the state who know nothing about the Underground Railroad coming through our state. We got to go to a break. Mandela, hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Mandela Barnes. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 30 today under mainly clear skies. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 16 tonight. Clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Mainly clear Sunday with highs around 41. 40 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mandela Barnes, and you know, man, after the election, and you coming up short, just barely coming up short for a national win, many people wondered, and I'm one of them. I wonder what Mandela will do next. What has his taste for politics? Politics. Has it changed? He's a young man, a lot of talent, understanding the inner workings of our government. Is he poisoned by it? Has he given up hope? And you've got an announcement you want to make about the answers to those things.
Well, I'm excited that just 2 days ago we announced the long run pack, and you mentioned coming up short, and a lot of things go into those sort of close races, a lot of thoughts, and you spend a lot of time, just 26,000 what ifs, right? You just
right.
always think about the one thing. But too often you get younger candidates of color, non-typical, non-traditional candidates within the whole of the body politic who don't always get the fair shake. They don't get the fair shot that they deserve when they decide to run for office. And the long run pack, we want to be able to help out candidates. And this is a federal pack. So, we look to engage nationally in races all across the country. But we're looking for those change makers, those people who are going to fight for democracy, the people who are going to bring much needed voices to the table, much needed perspective to the dialogue that's often missing. And so often people just don't get it right because the right people aren't where they should be. And when you have people making decisions for communities, you stand to lose out every single time.
You know, Mandela, there are reasons why many people don't run for office is because in many instances, the offices are for sale. And it costs a lot of money to run for office, and people don't have access to resources. So it's not always that the best possible person for the position gets the job. It's sometimes as simple as the person who has the most money, more times than not, is going to wind up in that position. And so whether people want to accept it or not, money is a major part of it. Is that safe to say?
Money is the unfortunate part of it. You know, I would prefer to not have to launch a PAC. We need to get big money out of politics. And until we fix this broken system, we got to do everything we can, not fight with one hand tied behind our backs, and give people the resource they need that are going to get in there and change the way things we do, the way business is done.
So what is the name of the PAC that you have created?
Yep, the PAC is called The Long Run. A little double entendre. I like to run a lot, and you know, this is a PAC that is going to invest in long-term leadership, and we are investing in the long run. And there are a lot of similarities between running for office and actually getting out there and running the marathon. A lot of preparation, a lot of grueling, intense sessions that you think you might never make it out of. A lot of training, a lot of hard work that goes into it, but ultimately, you know, it's the people that believe in you from the very start and the support system you have. And we want to be able to support people and candidates in their long run.
So help us understand, those of us who are not politically astute, this PAC will vet prospective candidates. Are they going to cultivate? I mean, what is the process?
Yeah, so people who are interested can go on the website, and if you go on the website, there is an area for potential candidates, people who are interested in running. And when they go on there, you know, there will be a process that we'll go through. We'll, you know, review applications, we'll review candidates. There'll be a committee that'll make that decision. And I am, I'm just really excited about this idea.
So your role in the long run is what?
Well, you know, I'm the founder of the PAC. I can tell you this is, I'm not taking a dime out of it. I'm not taking a salary from the PAC. This is, you know, we have to have a staff to run it, to manage it.
Right.
However, I am just going to be there as the founder of the PAC.
So let me ask you then, Mandela, county board members, state representatives, state senate, all the way up to Congress and Senate. Are you going to, it doesn't matter on what level the race is?
Well, we want to, you know, it's going to be broad. Like so
Mandela, can you hang on 1 more second for me?
Yep.
Can you?
Yes, I can.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Mandela Barnes is on the line, and he's the founder of The Long Run, a political PAC that's just been created. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A special counsel looking into both the Trump government documents and his role before January 6th has issued a subpoena for then-Vice President Mike Pence. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Mike Pence was there. We know that there was a falling out between him and former President Trump. And having Pence's firsthand description.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Hope is fading for survivors in the Turkey-Syria earthquake as the death toll climbs. A staggering loss of life, more than 21,000 people killed. Aid is pouring in from around the world as rescuers sift through debris, hoping to find survivors who defied the odds.
New video shows a woman being pulled from the rubble 90 hours after the earthquake that leveled entire towns of Turkey and Syria. And earlier in the day, rescue workers racing to a collapsed building, thinking they may have found someone alive. Working quickly but carefully, the workers reach those trapped beneath the destruction. Cheers ringing out as the family is rescued. But scenes like these are growing rarer with each passing hour as the rescue mission turns into a recovery effort.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The January 6th rioter who brought the Confederate flag into the U.S. Capitol was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The House unanimously approved a resolution condemning China's spy balloon. This is ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
72789, it's 844967. 2789, Texas, that same number. My guest is Mandela Barnes. He is the founder of The Long Run, a new political pact that is going to be in focus and working towards helping different people run for different offices. You know, last thing, Mandela. So the process is going to the website. The website again?
MandelaBarnes.com, and it'll direct you right there.
Go to MandelaBarnes.com.
Yep.
And that will direct you to the site. So
yep.
when you hear, you know, too much money in politics, and people will say, well, wait a minute, you know, you've got a pack, and people talk about, you know, the Republicans and PACs, but yet Democrats do the exact same thing. You say what to that?
Well, that's the whole thing. This is not a super PAC, so we are still limited to campaign finance contribution limits. And as I mentioned before, the reality is, you know, my commitment is getting big money out of politics, but we don't get big money out of politics unless we win. We don't get big money out of politics unless we elect people who are ready to make that happen. And if people continue to have a disadvantage, you know, our campaign, we got to spend like $26 million this past November. And if our candidates who are committed to doing the right thing continue to be outspent, then we will have a Congress, we will have state legislatures, we will even have local, you know, local elected officials that are only there because of big money. And they will never fight to get big money out of politics. And as long as big money is in politics, those special interests are what's going to win the day, and everyday people are going to lose out.
You know, Mandela, and that is the case today. I mean, $26 million. You lost by 26,000 votes. I'm not good at math,
yep.
But, you know, if you do the math, that, you know, I mean, that's it right there.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So, it's good to know that you're still out there, you're still in the hunt, you're still in the fight, you're still a young guy, you got a lot of life ahead of you. Many of us are still proud of you, and, you know, as I always said, even going back to when you were a real young guy, I always saw a lot in you, man, and I still see that in you. You got a great future ahead of you, and you're a fighter. So, you know,
oh yeah,
you're going to continue. You don't know what, we don't know what the future holds for any of us, but it's good to know that you're still going to be in the battle.
Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere.
All right, man, you're going to remain in the Wisconsin area?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
Well, man, that's go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
All right, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man. Tell your mom and dad I said hello. Oh, and before we leave, man, that history lesson that you taught us about before we went to break, I think, man, is just so critically important, man, that even an old goat like me didn't know that part of history. I do know the impact of what the state of Wisconsin, the role that it played with Harriet Tubman and others in freeing and making it possible for the slaves to make it up through Canada, coming through Wisconsin. And when you hear people, Mandela, who just think that this somehow is sacrilege to tell the truth about what took place. I mean, I've been reading about DeSantis and books that they're just eliminating, and how can that possibly be beneficial to the future of our country, man, and young people whose future it really is.
You know, having an uninformed generation will destroy us.
Yeah, there's no question about it, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Hey, I look forward to talking to you too.
All right, that's Mandela Barnes, and I will say to you, many of you who I know the young man well. I supported him from the first time he ever ran for office. And through those many years, almost every time he ran for office, he would announce it on my radio show. Because I've seen and supported him. Then, as I'll continue to support him, you know, you look at the outcome of that election, and we were that close to not having to deal with, you know, Ron Johnson. I listened to Ron Johnson again the last several days as he hasn't learned one thing about, you know, telling the truth, being truthful, and supporting the people. And I heard him, you know, talking about the president of the United States lying on him. No, wait a minute. Let me see if I had this right. Ron Johnson is a senator. I get it. Senators are powerful people. But to say that the president is lying on me, there he is. He's lying on me again. I heard him on a couple conservative radio stations whining and crying about how he's been mistreated. Man, I would have given my right arm to have seen Ron Johnson jettisoned to the scrap heap where he belonged. Instead, because of 26,000 votes, we are stuck with this man for another 6 years. You know, you just think about what it could have been, you know, had Mandela Barnes defeated Ron Johnson. You know, I know that there are people who think they did the right thing by supporting Ron Johnson. And if you look at Ron Johnson's record, it's pitiful. It's beyond pitiful. And Ron Johnson has certainly done the work of, and his focus is on conservatives. I get that, right? I mean, those are the people who put him in office. That's where his bread is buttered. But listen, I do a little talk show here myself. And if any elected official would follow my path and worship and follow me as opposed to following the people, I would have a problem with that. I wouldn't want anybody in this audience, let alone a person running, let's say Mandela Barnes, who thinks that the place he should always be is in the conservative radio, you know, space, and not in the space of the people who elected him and put him in office. I would say there's something wrong with that person. Because he idolizes talk radio, Republican talk radio. He's been on those areas, and I know they saved his backside. He wouldn't be a senator today if it wasn't for conservative talk radio. So that's where he stays. That's where he plies his trade. And yet, the very people who elected him and put him in office, if you ask them, they can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it. So when you listen to Ron Johnson, as I have since he first got elected, and as I have as recently as yesterday. Oh, no, this morning, right, on conservative talk radio. Doesn't sound like a guy who's interested in making things better for his constituents. Sounds like a guy who's whining about woe is me, how I've been mistreated, how the media has mistreated me. You know, the governor has lied on me. The mayor has lied on me. The president has lied on me. You know, come on, man. You know, tighten up. You know, grow a pair. You know, if you are so weak that, you know, what is said about you impacts you to the degree that most of your time is spent talking about woe is me, we made a major mistake in electing you again as a senator. As critical as these times are in this country, and what you and others should be focusing on certainly shouldn't be woe is me, woe is me. But that's who he is. He lied on me. The president lied on me. Nobody lied on you. We know what came out of your mouth. You're looking for sympathy. You're a United States senator, for heaven's sakes. You shouldn't be looking for sympathy. You are sent to the Congress to make life better for the American people. Not to spend your time licking your wounds. You won. You were there for 6 years. Enough already. Enough whimpering and whining and crying. Stand up. Straighten your back up. And do what's right, man. And stop whining about somebody mistreated you, somebody lied on you. You sound like a six-year-old. And maybe you should ask me how I really feel about Senator Ron Johnson. I'll tell you, when we come back from break, I'm going to spend some time talking about, you know, where Republicans are going now that they've regained the Congress. We're going to talk about a whole array of things, but I want to focus on some articles recently to give you an idea of where, you know, the Republican Party is headed. You ought to be, you know, leery of that because they seem to be rudderless. Well, you could say, well, they've been that way for a long, long time, but they're worse now than they ever were. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
if a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now, ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 29. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 16. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I get into the conservative movement and where they're headed and what's happening with them, you know, I'm constantly hearing that 70% of Democrats don't want President Biden to run again. I'm interested in you, the listening audience, and what your thoughts are. I have to say to you, in all honesty, I'm torn. Part of me says he's going to be 82 years old. And yes, you know, he's... Look, at 80, the man's doing a great job, you know, living up to the duties and the responsibilities of being the most powerful man on earth. He's traveling all over the world. He clearly has shown some signs of diminishing diminishing thought, as all of us do. You know, if I should be so blessed and lucky to make it to be 80 years old and still have just a small percentage of my cognitive abilities remaining, I would be, I would be honored. But I want to talk about, you know, whether or not, realistically, that the fact that he can do it now at his age, whether or not 2 years from now, that'll be the case. And then whether or not, even beyond that, 4 years from that point in time, we would be asking more than is really anybody should ask from any human being. President Biden is not a superhero. None of us are. He's a man made of flesh and blood, and all of us lose mental capacity as we age, especially when we become octogenarians, which is what he is. And yes, he sounded good on, you know, the State of the Union a couple days ago. But there were also slippages that I heard. And I'm not going to come here and say that 100% he was perfect in what he had to say. You know, after all, people read teleprompters. So those of you, I'm curious, 844-967-2789, what are your thoughts? Because, you know, this decision is going to be upon us in a short time. Let's go to Green Bay and Stephen. Hey, good morning, Stephen. How you doing? Thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for calling. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I had to call in as soon as I heard you pose this question because it's a question that I've been kind of contemplating in my own head for quite a while. I want to preface to say, even if Joe Biden decided not to run for a second term, the man doesn't owe us or the country anything. He spends his whole life in public office serving the country.
Right.
And as the president, I think he's done a fantastic job. I will be honest with you. I voted for him as a better choice option to Donald Trump. Me personally, in the age group I'm in, being, you know, in that millennial Gen Z group, I would love to see a female president or someone younger, get some younger, new ideas in there. I think sometimes with him being an older person, he struggles with some of the newer progressive ideas. But overall, as a president, I think we are a lot better now where we're at as a country than we were, you know, 4 years ago at this time. I will say, however, if he does decide to run again and, you know, the Republican put up DeSantis or Trump, I think the choice is clear, no matter how old Biden is, who I'll be voting for. So,
well, so Stephen, so, and it's to me, it's not a matter of whether or not we'll be voting for him if it's DeSantis or Trump, but whether or not it is a good idea for a man of his age to possibly think that 2 years from now we won't see, you know, the cognitive abilities of President Biden diminish even more, and especially if you add another 4 years to that. I mean, I think it's to believe that this is not happening is a bad sign. And, you know, whoever the other person is, and I think President Biden, for all the years that he has given and dedication and commitment to this nation, but for heaven's sakes, man, you know, it's not realistic to think that he is going to be able to remain where he is now cognitively, not 6 years, not 2 years from now, not 6 years from now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I will remind you that people thought when he was first running for president that he was too old, and look at what he's done for our country. I'm obviously not in Joe Biden's mind. I don't know how he feels mentally or even physically. But if he, you know, sits down and has a one-on-one with himself and he says, you know, I think I can do this, who am I to say,
let me say this, Stephen, and this is the benefit of me having lived as long as I have. I remember Joe Biden 40 years ago, you know, in office, and looking at him today.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app? That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.